I'm joined now by sports reporter Tom Burton for a look back at what was a memorable 12 days of action at the Tokyo Paralympics.
Oh, it really was, Barry. Beth Munro's silver in the taekwondo over the weekend secured Paralympics GB a medal in a 16th different sport. No nation has ever medaled in as many sports at one single games. Overall, we finished second in the medal table ahead of the States, the Russian athletes, and only behind China. 41 golds, 124 medals in total. It really was a sensational Games.
Highlights for me, Laura Fackie and Neil Fackie both winning golds in the cycling on the same day, Tom. That was incredible. I've spoken to Laura a few times about cycling and also about her food blog, so I've got a lot of time for her, and it was great she managed to retain her title. She'd been telling me that's the one thing she hadn't done. And also husband Neil winning another gold medal in the B100 final to top it off.
Yeah, a really impressive Games for our VI athletes, such as Laura and Neil, as you say. We picked up 19 medals, 6 of them were golds. Our VI swimmers in particular, they were brilliant. Becky Redfern won silver, Hannah Russell with a gold and a bronze, and Steve Clegg won 3 medals, 2 bronze, 1 silver. Every VI cyclist picked up at least one medal. In fact, all 20 members of the cycling team did. Libby Clegg signed off from the Paralympics with a fitting silver in the universal 4x100 metres. That was great to see. Dan Pembroke, he won gold in the javelin, smashing the Paralympic record in the process. Chris Skelly, who has oculocutaneous albinism, won judo gold. And Ellen Buttrick, who has Stargardt macular degeneration, was part of the victorious mixed PR3 coxed 4 in the rowing. I was actually reading earlier on about how, while training in the lead up to the Games, Ellen oversaw a group of about 150 volunteers helping those who were self-isolating or particularly vulnerable to COVID.
Yeah, what an impressive young woman. That sort of strength of spirit really came through in the closing ceremony last night, I thought. And it was the president of the Paralympics Committee, I think, who said, staging the Games during the pandemic has shown the Paralympic movement is stronger than ever before. And what about the wheelchair rugby? How good was that?
I think it probably was the moment of the Games. We always seem to come forth in this one. And when we lost to the States in that last group match, it really looked like another near miss was on its way. But the team then played the game of their lives twice, beating world champions Japan and then the US in the final. The pivotal moment was when Stuart Robinson is one of the 3 Afghanistan veterans in the Paralympics GB squad. He smashed one of the key US players to the floor, and it was that collision that really tipped the final our way.
And they'd been trying since Sydney in 2000, never medalled before. Straight to gold. Fantastic. And what a Games for Dame Sarah Storey.
Yeah, just when you think she's done the impossible often enough throughout her career, she does it again. Now our most successful Paralympian of all time. Storey won 3 golds on the bike here, taking her tally to 17 gold medals across 8 games. And she's already got her sights set on Paris in 3 years' time. Of course she does. It was great to see a new generation of stars emerging as well, led by swimmer Rhys Dunn. He was our most successful athlete at the Games, winning 5 medals, 3 of them gold. That'll be a nervous walk through the airport body scanners on the way home.
Yeah, either that or a very heavy second bag of medals to check in. Sports reporter Tom Burton, thanks very much for keeping us up to speed with all the Paralympic action.